This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Joyce Goh, and you're listening to Pressing Matters Right Now, the show that goes behind the headlines where we speak to members of the press on their stories. Joining us today is Vinod Pillai, a journalist with Free Malaysia Today. Welcome to the show, Vinod, and thanks for joining us.
Hi, Joyce. Thanks for having me.
Well, you were at the two-day PKR 2018 National Congress that just ended. You were on the ground there over the weekend. Tell us, how was the sentiments on the ground?
Well, sentiments on the ground, well, as you know, the party seems to be very much divided in terms of the rivalry that was there between Rafizi Ramli and Muhammad Azmin Ali. Yeah? So even though they, you know, there was the infamous hug and they hugged things out and, you know, there were calls for unity and so forth, I feel that the party is still a little bit divided along those lines. There is still, you know, discontent amongst members, primarily based on this. Divided on these two grounds.
Okay, so when you were there, you could feel the division?
I could. And I spoke to some of them as well. Mm-hmm. They were quite discontent with it. Mm-hmm. And of course, they'd also voiced it out. So, you know, at the on stage as well. So, you know, it's quite obvious that members are, they did not want to just let this continue, you know? Mm-hmm. They're quite upset with it.
Oh, they're quite upset. Did they mention what they're going to do after this? Or when you say the infamous hug, so you think it was just optics?
I think it was, yes, because the very next day when both of them spoke, I mean, there were subtle jibes here and there against each other, you know? So, I mean, I feel that it was just for show, yeah.
Okay. So when you were on the ground speaking to the members there, you're saying that there was still quite a lot of discontent with regards to the division between the two.
Yes.
Are they talking about, you know, what are they expecting to happen after this elections, after this whole national congress, you know, despite attempts to mend the rift and Azmin and Rafizi's speeches, I think that alluded that the rivalry continues to run deep between the two. Are people on the ground expecting things to improve, though, between the two?
I guess they're hoping for it. Well, you know, like the party leadership has already called for unity and to be more, you know, to stop all this nonsense, you know, for lack of a better word. But I hope that it does. I feel like they would like for it to stop. But you never know, you know, in politics, everything is just dynamic and ever changing. So maybe, who knows? Mm-hmm.
That is true. What did you make of Dato Sri Wan Aziza and Dato Sri Anwar's speeches? Mm-hmm. You were there?
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
Well, in Wan Aziza's outgoing president's speech, I feel, well, you could compare it between how Anwar spoke on the last day as his maiden speech as president, how she spoke when she spoke on SASA today. There were very clear distinctions. Anwar was very specific. He addressed the concerns about e-voting. He mentioned how it's weak. It's very weak. There needs things need to be done about it. Mm-hmm. He spoke about Chulao. He didn't, you know, shy away from controversy. Whereas with Wan Aziza's speech, it was just, you know, it seemed a little bit more emotional. You know, she spoke about how the party needs to stop fighting, else, you know, it become just like a Barisan National 2.0. She spoke about how the party just really needs to unite. And I'm not saying that she did not shy from it entirely. Like, in the past, she has spoken about Chulao. She has spoken about the rift. Just that in this particular speech, Anwar seems to have, you know, done the better thing to do.
Chulao, you keep mentioning Chulao. So that was the area where the votes kind of propelled overnight to a couple of thousands of votes overnight. Was that a talking point on the ground at that day?
Not as prominent as the rivalry between Azmin and Rafizi, but you could see it when Larry Singh, the newly minted PKR Chulao division chief, when he went on stage to receive his letter of appointment as a Central Leadership Council member, there were boos. People jeered at him compared to everyone else who got a position and they were not booed at all. So, I mean, you could see that the party, I mean, may not necessarily appreciate what he did by seeking out and constantly raising the gun about the supposed membership surge.
Yeah, that's quite sad, though, for to have these elections and then you have people booing and jeering.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think that says about the current PKR party?
That perhaps they were not convinced that what Larry Singh did was right, that he should not have done it as well. And I spoke to him as well yesterday, and he's completely fine with it. He's not bothered at all. I mean, according to him, he was actually, of the 20 Central Leadership Council positions, he was the ninth most voted. So to him, that speaks of the majority who actually want him and who are supportive of him.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel perhaps that is indicative of how the rest of the party feels about him and what he did.
Okay, so the results speak for itself.
Yeah.
When you were there, what do you think, I mean, how was the mood surrounding Dato Sri Anwar's return?
well, the mood was quite jubilant. You know, everyone was very much happy. I mean, it's quite a historic thing, you know, for the last 20 years. BKR has struggled. His family as well has, you know, it was a, I would call it a trial of public opinion as well. And to see him return and to make this return as president, finally, you know, a party that was made, that was formed because of him, you know, because of what he went through. I mean, it was quite, it was a nice closure to the whole event, no?
Mm. Okay. Well, do you think that, you know, now that the results are known from this election, mm-hmm. and you keep talking about there's the infighting still continues mm-hmm. or this there's still stress between the members. Do you think that Anwar is able to mend the ties and to mend mm-hmm. the friction that has impacted the party? Mm-hmm.
Well, he did. That was one of the few things that he spoke about in his speech, as mm-hmm. well as the rest of the leadership. But it remains to be seen, you know, because I mean, you never know. I mean, they have tried their best. They've already made it very clear not to fight, just to be united and rally together in light of, you know, there's the Sarawak state elections coming up. There is a possible by-election as well. And the party just really needs to get united or else, you know, they will just remain split. And that should not be the case because it's so sad that after so long, they have come together. This is their first polls after G414 and now, you know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So when you were on the ground, you said you mentioned that you spoke to Larry Sung. Mm-hmm. Who else did you speak to that you thought that, you know, should be mentioned and that you thought was a good quote?
Well, there were delegates here and there. Of course, Larry Singh seemed to be the most notable as well. But also there was Baru Bian, who was called out as well yesterday because he did not apparently give a reason for not showing up for the whole Congress. And Anwar had called him out. And then I contacted him and Baru Bian said that actually he had an event. He had a work event and he already explained in advance why he could not come.
Okay.
So, you know, apart from these two, there was just delegates who said the same things that I've already said just now.
Okay. I'm speaking to Free Malaysia Today's Vinod Pillai on the PKR 2018 National Congress. After this, we'll continue a deep dive into the Congress. So stay tuned to The Morning Run, BFM 89.9. Good morning. You're listening to Pressing Matters, the show that goes behind the headlines where we speak to members of the press on your stories. I've been speaking to Vinod Pillai, journalist with Free Malaysia Today on the 2018 PKR Congress. Well, Vinod, earlier we were talking about how you noticed and you observed on the ground that there are still frictions among the party members on the ground when you were covering the event. Now let's turn to what's the future or what are the plans for the party moving forward when you're talking to them, mm-hmm. when you were at the event? Despite losing, I think Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim has said that there will still be a role for Rafizi Ramli mm-hmm. in the party. Any idea what that will be?
Well, Anwar himself has said that he does not know what role to give him yet. But I mean, given his history with the party and his seniority, I feel that he should be maybe part of the advisory council that Wan Azizah said to be chairing now, you know. He can provide the expertise that he could have done as a deputy president, but now can't. I think that is, but you know, it remains to be seen because we do not know what he is going to have.
Any idea when you were there speaking to the parties, the members of the parties, did anyone talk about what's the future of PKR now moving forward after everything, after what has happened at the elections? You know, I mean, there were accusations of vote buying, mm-hmm. missing votes, unfair handling of the elections, as mm-hmm. well as, you know, attempts for to rig the results. Mm-hmm. Did they talk about what's, you know, did they talk about that? That's one. And did they talk about what's the plan moving forward now after mm-hmm. all these?
Well, the leadership did address these things. They already said that it was a closed case. They had already settled it. Anwar indicated as well that this would not be opened up and, you know, drawn out. So, I mean, I think that is that because, I mean, yesterday as well, there were no complaints or people wanted to complain about their posts not being... if they didn't win and so forth. So I think that is a closed case. But moving forward, I guess the party, you know, unless it stays united now that it is in government, it really risked losing out, you know, and I really think they should not. They really should stay together.
Okay, well, the PKR elections, I mean, as we were talking about it, I mean, it was chaotic to say the least, right? Did that affect the mood or conversations at
the Congress? It did, because the delegates brought it out as well. They spoke very vocally about it. They were quite vocal about it, which led to the hug, you know. That was how it came out, because a delegate asked for them to please, you know, move on and please let's just move forward from this. So yes, it was. It definitely was.
Okay, well, Dato' Sri Azmin Ali, he defended his deputy post following a tightly contested election campaign against challenger Rafizi Ramli. However, the election results for that, you know, that showed a very narrow margin between the two.
It did.
Yeah. Did the results surprise you?
Me personally, no, because I, you know, had assumed that Azmin and his camp would win. But, you know, it would have been interesting to see how, if, you know, the supposed Julau controversy was addressed and, you know, there was a re-election, maybe Rafizi could have won, and that would have been quite interesting to see, because now even in the current lineup, only two members of Rafizi's supposed camp are part of the top leadership. The rest are considered to be aligned to Azmin.
Mm-hmm. You say you're not surprised because you expected Azmin to win.
Yeah.
But when you're working on the stories for PKR, the, you know, be it this national congress or in the lead up, because you covered nomination day as well.
Yeah.
When you're speaking to people on the ground while you're working on the story, what are people talking about when it comes to this?
Well, it was not like they were disappointed with Azmin, or they were, you know, pro Rafizi or pro this and that. They were just, I mean, from those that I spoke to, there were some who were vocal about Rafizi's contributions, and they wanted him to, they supported his move to now contest the deputy presidency. But, you know, I guess, I mean, it doesn't really say much, because, I mean, they're just exercising their right to speak, no?
Mm. What were some of the conversations or discussions that happened on the sidelines during the National Congress?
Well, they were disappointed in the rivalry that had taken place. They voiced concern about it. But I guess what was not really prominent was the fact about the results of the elections, about the findings of the election committee in these controversial cases. They were quite content with it, where I would have expected them to be a little bit more concerned that they would want to raise the gun about it, you know?
Yeah.
So that was a bit interesting to note, but that was not, it was not seemingly a big concern for them, as was the rivalry and how the party seemed to be split.
Okay. Well, there was mention of international community attending the Congress. Mm-hmm. Who were they?
I'm not sure myself. That was on Saturday. There were a few of them who were seen inside the Congress as well. But I guess that was just, they were just guests. They were just there. And there were also leaders from Pakatan's four party heads. They were there as well. So I think that was just, you know, out of formality's sake, they were just there to support the party's Congress.
Okay. Well, you know, you also covered the nominations, nomination day in the lead up to this elections. So what was your observation from that coverage?
Well, on that day, when I was in their PKR HQ in just here, actually, well, they seemed very much riled, you know, and from there on, you could see that Azmin's camp was more vocal compared to Rafizi's camp. Like, the support, I guess, was not as prominent as it was now, as it is now. And that was how it was on that day. And when once the nominations were done, it wasn't like they booed Rafizi's because, you know, he came up with a list of strongmen that he who said would support him. But, you know, it was nothing like that. It was just, you know, and they've both come out to say that it's just for the sake of democracy. They're just voicing out their concern. It wasn't that Azmin's leadership was bad or whatever. They just wanted a chance to represent what they thought was the right way to move forward. So I feel that is just that.
So you said that they were vocal, but were they rowdy?
On the nomination day when I was there, no, I mean, they were just vocal. They were you know, yelling, and, you know, they were not, I mean,
yelling.
It was not like how eventually how there was ruckus, and, you know, how chairs were thrown at one event, and, you know, things broke down like that. But on nomination day, no.
Okay. Well, to sum it all up, what do you think were the key messages from this Congress?
The key messages, I feel, you know, since this was the first party elections post G414, there was really unanimous message to unite and to stop all this. You know, what was done, and, you know, it's time to move forward, because now, as they are in government, it really speaks, it speaks a lot about them if they continue to bring this on.
Okay. Well, I've been speaking to Vinod Pillai, journalist with Free Malaysia Today, on his coverage of the PKR 2018 National Congress. Thank you for your time, Vinod.
Thanks, Joyce.
That's all we have on Pressing Matters on the Morning Run today. Stay tuned for the 10 a.m. news after this, followed by Enterprise at BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.